Untitled, Oil on Paper, after Kazuo Shiraga. There's an untitled painting in the Met that makes me think of bloodied women. It moves in a way only quiet things move, all the wet climbing toward itself like reverse capillary action. I could have watched that painting breathe for hours, but there wasn't enough time. In Familia's Pizza, we watched small death after small death pass on the local news, the kids one booth over begging their father for another slice, and there was Untitled sitting under all our skins. Is it wrong to hold a grief you can't explain or call your own? The greatest challenge is separating your genius sadness from performance. A friend said this to me after M died. I hadn't known him well. I felt a hollow that didn't belong. Walking across Lake Champlain, I felt it again. All that space empty, like a gutted frog. I lay on the ice and waited for the water to climb into me. I had hoped to enter myself the way water enters and keep going, flesh my body into a fuller image of this uncertain grief. Instead, I waited, not knowing what I hold or what is mine. Untitled is red and purple and brown, and I swear you could fall in. Untitled moves in a way only living things move, like beautiful molasses, or like a softness lining the throat. Anyone's softness, anyone's throat.